For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new Deep Cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Here's news about a wash day product that tops them all. Now you can get an amazing new Oxidol that offers you what no laundry suds on earth ever offered. New Oxidol washes your clothes sparkling white and clean, gives you deep clean washes with just one rinse. And you women who want to save rinsing work and time, listen to this vital fact. With just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of graying dirt than any no-rinse suds. Deep clean, gloriously white and bright, beautifully soft and fluffy, wonderfully fresh and sweet-smelling. In fact, with just one rinse, new Oxidol washes your clothes cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. Your clothes look clean, feel clean, even smell clean with this amazing new Oxidol. Now here's why Oxidol gives such thrilling results and saves rinsing work in the bargain. It reaches deep down into fibers, loosens dirt, and thanks to Oxidol's amazing ingredients, holds the dirt in the water. All you have to do is rinse your clothes once and they're sparkling clean. Yes, actually cleaner of dulling film than any leading soap with two rinses. The next wash day, discover this amazing new Oxidol in the same familiar package. The Wonder Suds that washes clothes deep clean with just one rinse. Remember, with just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, at last, Faye has begun to open up her heart to Ma about what happened during the 2 weeks she was in New York with Spencer Grayson. And as Ma listened in her quiet fashion, Faye found some of the reassurance she needed. Now today, it's a different person who seeks reassurance and finds it in a somewhat different way. Yes, we're speaking of Tom Wells. Right now, it's about 9 o'clock in the evening as we join Tom in his little fourth floor room at Miss Foster's boarding house, and Tom seems to have a visitor, an old friend of ours. Listen.
Darnation, fine thing to see you up and around, Tom. Does that mean you're feeling better?
Sure. It also means I'm trying to keep warm, Shuffle. Apparently the radiator here is for decorative purposes only.
I suppose it takes a pretty lively furnace to get the heat traveling through them pipes up four flights of stairs to this little room. Mm.
And my landlady, Mrs. Foster, says spring is just around the corner.
Mm.
You wait till I get through with Mrs. Foster. I left a message for her to come up here later. I'm going to get some heat or else.
Glad you're feeling well enough to complain.
Well, sit down, Shuffle, sit down. You mind the bed since I've got the one and only chair?
Yeah, suits me fine. You certainly done a lot to fix up this room. Now them bookshelves you put in, with that lumber you bought from the Perkins lumber yard, look mighty fine. Too bad you got no place for all them papers.
Oh, I got a perfect place. The wastebasket.
Ma was telling me you do some kind of writing, son.
It was a long time ago. No, I'll admit I've been thinking about it again. Even got so far as starting something new.
Working on something new, huh? Well, that's fine, Tom.
Yeah, there are only two things standing in the way of my writing a great story. One, I haven't got a typewriter to write it on. Two, I'm not sure I got anything to say.
Typewriter? You mean you like to work with one of them devil machines?
Well, it's faster than the quill pen and more practical.
Yeah, you can have your typewriter.
Trouble is, I don't have my typewriter. And if a person has got nothing to say, it's much better to have a typewriter not to say it with.
Mm. Now, that don't sound too practical, neither. But if it comes that you really want a typewriter,
why
maybe...
I really want anything. You see, the trick is, Shuffle, not to want anything too badly. And then when the world takes it away from you, joke's on the world.
No, I'm afraid I'd call that cutting off my nose to spite my face.
Glad to hear that, Shuffle. Tell me, I'm maladjusted. So are a lot of other golden lads.
Is that bad? Being young these days, Tom? Mm,
it's no worse than being old these days, Shuffle.
Well, now, it's a funny thing, but the way I figure, it's a kind of a privilege to grow old. Too many folks you love never get that privilege.
Yes, I know plenty who never did. The ones who didn't come back. And never found out there was nothing to come back to.
You have to keep all your medals hid away in the drawer, Tom. Can't you find it in your heart to remember and... Well, be glad of all you've done for your country. Can't you be proud of the flying and the danger and being shot at and captured and coming through?
No, I'm not particularly proud of being shot at and captured.
Well, it means that you was out in the thick of the battle. It's why they give you them two distinguished flying crosses.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't give me a box of cough drops instead.
Tom, can't you get it straight in your head? Giving up your time, your strength, and your health? That was a sacrifice for something worthwhile, Tom.
For what? We still trying to make the world safe for hypocrisy?
Well, it's got to a point where we have to make the world fit for human beings. That's part of what you done already. And part of what's left for the men to do who come after you.
The Lord bless them and keep them, the ones who come after. The Lord give them greater success and greater hearts and souls than some of us who went before. The weaklings like me and the self-seekers like Spencer Grayson.
Spencer Grayson? Did you say Spencer?
Never mind. I'll put that down someday. I'll put it down here with or without benefit of typewriter. I'll get this story on paper. Then I'll throw it out or burn it up and forget it.
You're writing a story about Spencer Grayson?
Oh, did I say Spencer Grayson? No. It's just a story. It's a story about a Polish girl and an American flyer. She was nobody, you understand, not in the beginning. She drove an ambulance. Her name was Ludmilla. We all called her Millie.
You called her Millie? You mean it's a true story?
Oh, of course it's not true. It's just a fairy tale. It's a story of war and tragedy and hope and love and defeat. Defeat for Millie, defeat for love, defeat for human beings. And there is Mrs. Foster.
Mm.
Well, instead of getting all hot and bothered about people, I can get cold and bothered about the radiator. Watch me blast her. Come in.
Ooh, them awful stairs. How they ever come to build a house upwards instead of sideways.
Your house, Mrs. Foster.
Oh, all the same, I... Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wells. I didn't know you had company.
Not you, Miss Foster. You know me, Shuffle Shover.
Oh, of course, Mr. Shover. So dark in here, I didn't see nobody else was in the room. Is that the best light you got, Mr. Wells?
Your light bulb, Mrs. Foster.
Oh, of course, electricity do come high these days, like everything else. Especially for a woman who tries to keep a nice boarding house. And maybe my eyes ain't what they used to be, and maybe I'd have seen somebody was here. Only I wasn't looking to find company on the bed, Mr. Wells.
Care to provide another chair for the room, Mrs. Foster?
Oh, now, I'd gladly do that if I had one to spare. But then, where would you put it?
Oh, we might swing it from the ceiling.
Oh, Mr. Wells.
Well, meanwhile, suppose you take this chair, Mrs. Foster, unless you prefer to sit on the bed alongside Mr. Schober.
I was just leaving, Miss Foster. Good night, Tom.
Well, give my regards to Miss Perkins.
I'll do that.
And mine too, Shuffle, and thanks for dropping over.
Yeah, hope you feel better.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, good night.
Now, if you'll sit down, Mrs. Foster, I'd like to talk to you about my complaint.
Your complaint? Oh, your poor soul. You're feeling sickly again, Mr. Wells.
I'm feeling cold again, Mrs. Foster. I presume you got my note.
About the radiator? Now, ain't that the worst radiator?
Yes, it is. And what do you propose to do about it?
Oh, it's one of them things like Job's boils.
Mm.
I tell you, Mr. Wells, you just have to keep hitting it. Of course, you can't hit it at this hour. It disturbs Mr. Lenahan. He lives right underneath.
I know he lives underneath.
He don't hear good, but he gets vibrations.
Mm.
His room ain't none too warm, neither. But it's better than this, being one flight nearer the ground where the good Lord intended we should be.
Yes, yes, no doubt, but...
And speaking of disturbing Mr. Lenehan, I'd like to talk to you about the typewriter.
Typewriter?
I understand from Miss Perkins, whom I met her in the street, that you're a writer fella.
You mean Mr. Lenehan has been getting vibrations from my typewriter? Quite remarkable, considering I don't have a typewriter.
But writer fellas always has a typewriter.
Well, this writer fella doesn't. You've been misinformed, or maybe I'm not a writer fella. Is there anything else?
I only thought maybe you'd like to have a borrow of mine.
You what? Your typewriter, Mrs. Foster?
One of my roomers left it to me, a Mr. Cully, instead of the rent. He might as well have took it, poor fellow, along with his clothes and his trunk he went off with, which wasn't worth a parcel of pennies. I reckon he had no use for the machine, no more than I did. But the Lord provides uses, so here you are, and here is the typewriter. I left it right inside the door here.
You brought me a typewriter. You carried it all the way up these four flights of stairs.
Oh, it's one of the carrying kind with a lid onto it, like it was an honest-to-goodness suitcase. So, if you care to use it...
Care to use it?
Not too late at night. You watch out for Mr. Lenehan and the vibrations.
I'll use a blanket to muffle the sound, Mrs. Foster.
Oh, no, don't you bother. You use your blankets for keeping warm. Though, of course, spring is just around the corner.
No, spring isn't just around the corner. Spring is here, Mrs. Foster.
You might say so any day now. I think it works all right, the typewriter. And it's got one of them black tapes inside with the ink onto it.
Yes. My true love wears a black and red ribbon in her hair.
Now, what did you say, Mr. Wells?
I said thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate the typewriter. I'm beginning to appreciate some of the people who live in this town.
Folks, here's your chance to get some wonderful flower seeds for practically nothing. If you act now, you can get 8 packages of Ma Perkins' famous flower seeds worth 90 cents for only 10 cents and one Oxidol box top. Now think of it. A 90-cent flower seed value for only 10 cents and one Oxidol box top. The 8 varieties include mixed petunias, giant mixed cosmos, and harmony marigold, those exotic deep-colored flowers with beautiful gold centers, and dwarf hybrid dahlias, sweet alyssum, giant zinnias, Shirley mixed poppies, and mixed bachelor buttons. Yes, 8 packages of our own Ma Perkins' favorite flower seeds, enough for a whole flower garden, all for only 10 cents and one Oxidol box top. So don't delay. Get these wonderful flower seeds before the supply is gone. Just send 10 cents and one Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. I'll repeat. Just send 10 cents and one Oxidol box top with your name and address to Ma Perkins, Cincinnati 1, Ohio. Do it today. Well, there's unexpected kindness and generosity in all sorts of people, as Tom Wells is beginning to learn. Only sometimes you have to look beneath the surface. Well, Ma tries to help her daughter Faye do just that. Look beneath the surface, into people's hearts. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wolfe. For a wash that's sparkling clean with less rinsing work, use new deep cleaning Oxidol. With just one rinse, Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.